Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Sarah, and with me is my amazing husband, Dave. Say hello, sweetie.
Hello.
Great. Hello. So, you know, the last time he actually did the welcome, and nobody got to hear it because for some reason, Anchor, something happened and it stopped recording. So we're hoping this actually records for the duration of our episode since we had so much amazing information. So no, do not call your sister.
You know, I wish that you would allow me to add to the suspense. From here on out, we will occasionally have more guests.
We have a lot to catch up on right now.
We had guests with your parents.
And then it didn't record.
It didn't work.
I know. Yeah. So, let's see.
Let's see if she answers. If she doesn't answer, and this was not pre-coordinated. Okay, I don't think she's going
to
answer.
Okay, good. Because we have a lot to catch up on, and I would really like to go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so, okay. Go on.
Why do you do this?
What is this?
Okay, so I didn't have an outline, and you think that's like a reason to have a tank free-for-all. It is not. I have a plan. Just because I don't have an outline doesn't mean I don't have a plan. Or I wait to guide the conversation.
So it's all your ideas and your plans, or am I allowed to have input on the podcast?
Yes, you are, but you don't just randomly go and FaceTime somebody, especially when I say, no, not right now.
What? I'm not going to prohibit you from talking about any topics or anything like that. I want us to be just free with our topics and all that good stuff. So go on.
You know, sometimes like these, I wonder how we've made it 20 years.
Yeah, I wish the viewers could see some of the ways that you've been looking at me over the last like two and a half minutes. Some haven't been, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're catching the vibe.
Yeah, so go on. So what is it that you're excited to talk about?
No, like right now I'm so angry at you.
Really?
Like, yes, like you annoy me so bad sometimes.
Let's bring it back to how good of a husband I am. Okay. Why don't you tell the story about the flowers that I so graciously ordered for you?
You mean the flowers that I was gonna order for myself if you didn't? I did. I told you what did I tell you in the text? Hey, make sure you save the things so I can use those because I want to get some flowers for our house too. And you...
I was already ordering them for you.
Yeah. Oh, we could have ordered some more. We still have 16 hours left. Don't think I didn't look.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
And you found out that I ordered them because of the FedEx tracking email.
Yeah, so he gets all mad at me because he makes the mistake of opening his big mouth and was like, where is this coming from? So, of course, I look over his shoulder to see what he's talking about. I'm like, oh, maybe that's for the flowers that I ordered for Hannah. Well, then I see our address on it. So then I'm immediately concerned, and I'm going to go and try to find the shipping information, which he deleted because apparently he went ahead and ordered me flowers, which they're beautiful. They are some of the most beautiful roses we've ever gotten, and they bloomed beautifully. So, Bouqs.com, Bouqs.com, was amazing. But anyways, he was all angry at me because he's like, you couldn't just leave it go. I'm like, dude, I spent money to make sure this was going to the right place, and you open. I was like, maybe you should have just silently looked at the thing and deleted it, and I would have been none the wiser.
Yeah. Sorry, so, I gotta get this tag off of my pants.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here telling the story, and he's finally taking the tag off of his new pants that he's had on for like 2 hours.
Can you? No, I had him on for a while. Can you pull this?
Move your hand.
Okay, sorry. I don't want to mess with the microphone or whatever. Ah, oh, jeez, that
your
tickles.
Your arm's in the way.
What are you doing?
We'll cut it later.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and focus.
It really bothers me.
Well, tuck your shirt in. So then it doesn't rub.
Oh, that's weird. My dad used to do that. He'd hike his sweatpants
up. We're laying in bed. Just tuck the shirt in so it doesn't rub. Okay. Nobody would know.
If you just stop talking about it, I'll forget about it. Okay, so what else were you wanting to talk about? Why do you keep giving me these looks? I'm excited to be back in the saddle with you.
Yes. I don't think we need to leave the screen on. We've never had to. But I know you're very paranoid about us taking, like, talking to each other and possibly not uploading again.
We had such a good episode last time with our guests.
Well, yes, my parents. I wanted to do it live while they were in town, but he would have no part of it.
Yeah, we were busy with them.
But we weren't that busy.
Yeah. So, yeah, your parents came and visited twice.
And, in the span of this, yes.
Yeah, and we are going to go visit Ohio twice in the next couple weeks.
Well,
2 months, 2.5 months. I put in for quite a bit of vacation at work today. Pretty excited about that.
Pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. When is the last time we podcast? Let's see. It's been
a couple of weeks. And the one we did, it didn't work. So.
Yeah, the one with the Walmart story. The Walmart story is I have quite a few Walmart codes now. There was some glitch in their system and many people had mess ups with their order. Yeah. But we've been good since but it was very frustrating. I can't stand when people can't fix things. And technology is such a blessing and a curse. So let's see. We had the Walmart thing. Then David finished his cross country season, PR'd.
Yeah, 2 minutes faster than last year.
Yeah, 2 minutes faster from last year to this year, from the end of the season to the beginning of this season. So,
to the end of last season.
Yeah. He's doing a great job.
We have a 5K a week from Saturday, and then he'll do a half marathon in February, and then the duathlon national championships
in May. Spring. Yeah. And Isaac is wrapping up with marching band. He has decided that he is playing the baritone for concert band and was really enjoying it so far.
That's good. Yes. We get to go watch their playoff game Friday.
Yeah, we decided we're going to go ahead and just go and drive and watch the game. You know what I should do? Is I should write the note to take him home with us after the game.
Yeah.
So then we don't have to drive back up. Remind me, it's due tomorrow.
Okay, I was thinking about that, and then I forgot it.
Yes, remind me.
But that's good. Yeah, we'll write that note.
Dave's texting it to us right now.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Oh, we went to Helen, Georgia with my parents. Helen, Georgia is a cute little German town that's about an hour to an hour and a half outside of Atlanta towards the northeast corner of Georgia. It was fun. The shops weren't quite what we thought. It's a cute little town. They have some cute little hotels. It's got a nice theme. But I didn't feel like we could spend hours in multiple days there unless we were just wanting to just totally like not do much of anything, because there wasn't as much to do as I thought there was going to be. So or either that or if we whitewater rafted.
Yeah.
They did have that. Yeah. But they had a cute little winery. They had Oktoberfest going on right now because, it's a German town. I did find an adorable sign that has the You Are My Sunshine first verse on there. And because Dave and I really enjoyed that song when we were dating. Dave used to sing it to me.
Yeah, and if five people who actually listen to this bring this up to me, I will sing You Are My Sunshine next week.
Okay, noted.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was a fun little trip. It just, for being as busy as it was, I was a little bit disappointed with it as a whole, just for the busyness. And some of the shops were quite a few repeats. I mean, how many jerky shops can you have?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown. Even like the Oktoberfest thing, like the only beer that they had was Miller Lite.
I know. Well, we were
weird for an Oktoberfest.
So. Well, we were spoiled with having a true Oktoberfest when we were in New Mexico, because the Germans were there and they actually used their German stuff. So that was definitely interesting. But it was, I mean, it was good to go. We'd been itching to go and go try it. It was a nice excuse to get out with mom and dad and get the boys out in the car with us and just spend the day together.
Yeah, we had a good lunch.
Well, the lunch was good.
It was good.
Fried cheese, I mean.
Yeah, massive thing of fried cheese.
So, well, let's see what else. We did watch the movie Game Changers.
Yeah.
Which was excellent. You know, the boys, I think, are finally starting to buy into eating way more fruits and veggies and actually limiting the amount of meat we're eating. So we've been working to change that and come up with some fun new meals that are delicious and can work for us.
Yes.
So that's been fun. We did have one meal the other day that...
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so making tofu on your own and seasoning it, not easy to do. Was one of those things I took a bite and said, nope, nobody has to eat it. If I think it's horrible and I'm not a picky eater, then I am not going to make the rest of my family eat it. So we did get to do that. That was really exciting. It's not easy to make. You have to do it. So, yeah. So we did the Helen. We did cross country, David Pierin. Isaac's changed to the baritone. He is doing jazz band. We'll see how long he stays and does jazz band. I don't think he's liking it quite as much.
Yeah. You had like one of your best Pampered Chef months ever.
I did. Well, I did promote my,
yeah,
not my first ever promotion, but I'm finally past my top level that I've ever been. So that's pretty exciting.
Advanced director.
Yes, so and that they, was like, why I get the flowers.
When you go to like your conventions and stuff, like I'm used to like a military or even a civil service kind of thing where you're addressed by sometimes by your position or rank. So that, do they call you like, hello, advanced director, Sarah?
No. Does show my level on my colored ribbon, and I'll get to walk across stage for recognition.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to have one of those big, like, humongous printouts of your face.
Right before Isaac's possible marching band camp.
Yeah. Might just do a whirlwind vacation.
Maybe I'll take you. We'll let David, that be the week he stays with my mom and dad. We'll drop Isaac off for band camp.
Oh, no.
Or actually by my parents.
Yeah.
And then...
No, we're going to be there in Columbus when Isaac goes to
Maybe
that.
We'll just live somewhere close to there.
We'll probably, like, every day we'll end up hanging out for that. Sorry, I'm checking my blood sugar.
Yeah.
inhalable insulin.
Yes, he's hoping to make the transition to inhalable insulin.
It apparently hasn't kicked in yet the way that I was reading that it should have kicked in.
Maybe you did it wrong.
I did a lot of coughing after taking it, so we'll see.
I don't know
how that goes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to test it for you.
Yeah.
So, but yes. So, lots of exciting things going on. We're also going to have a trip on Pampered Chef's dime to be able to go to Disney.
Yes. We'll do a couple of races.
A couple of races, yeah. And then we're planning to hopefully hit Nebraska.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting. And then, man, I don't know what else we'll get to do for the summer.
Yeah. Next summer will be the summer before David's senior year.
Yes. Our last full summer. Yeah. We're going to get family pictures done very soon here. We're a little slow on the uptake because we didn't want to do it in the super hot weather if we were going to be outside.
Yeah, now it's like 30 degrees right now.
Well, it is 30 degrees right now. So, it is exactly 30 degrees, and I bet you it feels like it's even colder.
Yeah.
So, I do want to brag on some of my new team members. I have some amazing people that are rocking and rolling. I actually had one of my new team members even have a larger show than I have ever had before. So I was so excited for her, and it was her first party. So a lot of them are excited and loving Pampered Chef, and I can't wait to get them lots of free and discounted goodies and a nice paycheck to supplement. So I love it. I'm super excited. Others are loving it as well and finding opportunities.
That's really good.
Totally is.
Excited for you.
And yeah. And, you know, we're hoping to maybe do a Browns game this year for football season. We got to kind of figure out whether we're going to do it when they play Cincinnati or what. It just, Isaac actually, we were going to leave for Thanksgiving a little earlier, but Isaac is doing speech and debate at the school. And our school's hosting it, which I got to remember to sign up for some stuff to take in.
Yeah, and we have that 5K.
And we got that 5K that Saturday morning. But yeah, we were going to leave after the 5K. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do because I might have to get Isaac to the school.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll fly by the seat of our pants, I'm sure. So, but there was something else. I'll think about it. But we've been getting some great projects done around the house. I saw that you bought that little thing. What's the little angling thing so you can put things together?
Craig, like, jig thing.
Yeah, I saw that was for those boxes we were talking about making, wasn't it?
It's for drilling, like, pocket holes.
Yes, to make those boxes, right?
Yes. I've watched several YouTube videos on it.
Good. You should see the wreath project we are going to do when we go to Mom's house for Thanksgiving. We're gonna come back having a wreath or two to put on our door. Good. In a star-shaped wreath. It's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be made by me. And I might even take my glue gun to be able to use my glue gun for another
just
time.
Just you're making it? Or
no, Becca's going to make one. Mom's going to make one.
Okay.
All of us girls are going to make one. Aunt Lenny might even come over to make one. I really wonder very consistently why our heating ducts are placed in the positions that they are placed.
Like right above our bed.
Yeah, like the heating ducts right above our bed, which is great, but it's like it's coming down right by our faces and it's very smothering. But then when it's like the cooling air is on, the air conditioning, I guess you could say, it's like you'll freeze out of there. So it's interesting. So, anyways, I'm so glad to be back in the saddle and podcasting again.
Is it still working?
Yeah, see, it's up there.
That's good. It's too bad we didn't have our guest.
I know.
Like, I have to tell my sister she missed out.
Well, she'll know if she listens.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking that I might like to see about going in and visiting church again because we've kind of dropped the ball and watching it online. I think we might have to take the plunge and actually go back to make sure we...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm a social butterfly.
You really are sometimes.
Yeah.
But my Bible study's not going quite as what I planned. So none of us have enjoyed the study that much of what we've picked. And it's just been a little bit of everybody having things going on where we can't seem to get everybody there. Sometimes it's a bummer. So, but anyways, we're going to make it work best we can.
Yeah.
But, oh, anyways, I'm trying to think, what do we got coming up? We've got the game this weekend, and we've got pretty much nothing, which isn't a bad thing. We're going to finish catching up. I got to get the van serviced again because they weren't able to do the recall that was on it because they needed a whole day. So I think I might just do the local. We normally take it out to Selma. I think we're going to take it out to Montgomery instead. Just because
first.
Maybe. I think, yeah, I'm going to see if they have a loaner program or if they'll shuttle me back over because that could change how I rearrange things.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to put other people out to have to get my car serviced. So, especially since they're going to need it for the day. But.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We will. We will. Now, let's talk a minute about fantasy football. And the squads.
Yeah, most of my advice, I'm looking to get more of a paid service with how well my team's doing. So, yeah.
Well, remember who's still the number one scorer in the league?
Just got to be consistent with it, though.
I have been.
Yes and no.
Oh, just as much as you. I'm... If I have more points than you, then, yeah, I'm just, I mean, I've learned from the best. But I have my own flavor.
Yeah.
My own spice.
Yeah, just seat of your pants.
I think sometimes it drives you nuts.
You know, I signed up for it a long time ago.
You did, 20 years.
And return policy was long, long ago.
You should see... I'm changing the way I'm writing things down that I need to do, but I'm actually making a list of things that I've actually accomplished on a day. Like, so that way I kind of look and go, I know exactly, like, I'll be like, did I send this message? I can go and look through that list, or I can kind of track when I got a booking or other stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying something new, mixing it up a little bit with trying to stay on task and get things done. I'm trying to do a little better efficiency and not let myself get sidetracked. Because sometimes I get scrolling on social media when I'm doing some work on there. Or I'll get a notification because I want to respond to something while I'm doing something else. And I can't ignore it. So then I'll go over there and then I'll start scrolling or do something else. And then I have to go back. So I'm really trying to work hard on focusing on whatever task I'm doing and not letting it sidetrack me.
Yeah.
So... living on the edge.
That's good.
Yeah. So. But. So. Feeling good about our fantasy teams, though.
Yeah. I mean, I have Christian McCaffrey. And a lot of pretty good supporting cast.
Really do.
Yeah.
Dave thinks he's going to write a letter.
I'd like to let him know how much I appreciate him being part of the squad.
Got to support the team.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it's good. It's the Cleveland Browns haven't been as good as they're supposed to be this year.
I still think they're showing a lot of promise. Yeah.
But Ohio State's doing a lot better than we had anticipated.
They are doing well. Pretty excited. Yeah. But we live in the land of like Alabama and Auburn fans though, and other SEC teams. So it's very hard to be an Ohio State fan right here.
Not for me.
I just don't like to have to talk about it. Like when we lived in Nebraska, they were in the same conference, and we're not going to talk about whether Nebraska's good or bad in comparison to us. But they're not like, oh my gosh, I don't like them. They don't do that.
They could be. I mean, within the next 2 or 3 years, they might become, like, bowl eligible. I mean, that's 6 wins.
Yeah, it's been a little rough for them.
Yeah.
I do still like our Huskers.
That usually takes Ohio State, like, 6 or sometimes 7 games to get there. Yeah.
And I like our Huskers. You don't make fun of them.
We're going to go to the Ohio State-Nebraska game next year.
I know. We're going to really try
It'll be a fun game, a guaranteed win for Ohio State.
don't say that because you know what happened in that basketball game.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. That is one memory that I think was amazing. It was while we went there. I think it was the first season that they were at Pinnacle Bank, the Huskers were at the arena. And we decided to go to the Ohio State-Nebraska game in Nebraska. And Ohio State was, they were nearly ranked.
They were ranked.
Yeah, they were ranked. They were pretty good. And the game starts, and Nebraska starts winning. And then they kept winning. And then I'm sitting here, because, you know, I like both teams, so it doesn't make a huge difference to me. But Isaac's where he was like a diehard Husker fan at that point, and he's so excited, and he's cheering for all he's worth. And, of course, Dave's an adult, so he's not a, you know, he's not a baby about it. You know he's annoyed that his team is losing. But and then there's David, and I'm like sitting here going, man, this is not going to end well. And the boys ended up being fine with it losing, but my gosh, that was a surprise, and it was just so funny to watch.
Yeah. Talking about David, he took his first step in joining the Air Force today.
He did.
Taking the ASVAB.
Good old ASVAB, so. Yeah, I don't think he was impressed with it. We got to work on some other classes for him.
Yeah, he'll get there.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, but we are so excited to share more with you guys. Like, oh, what were we going to... You were talking about how we were going to share that on the podcast tonight.
It was your flowers.
The flowers. But, yeah, were you talking about how you were husband of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yesterday I was very annoyed with you. You were not husband of the year yesterday.
You know, you're going to have those. You're going to have your ups and downs.
You
a lot more ups
well.
With me. I don't know what's so funny about that. You talk about my new pants.
Yes.
From the American Tall Company.
Yes, for people who are tall.
Yes. People of my stature.
Yes.
Yeah, and Isaac's.
I will tell you, it was a little bit, it actually felt like, you know, normal people winter today. But the people up north, where when I talked to Becca today, we were 36 and she was 26. We were actually relatively close to them in temperature today.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I know. Well, it doesn't happen near as much. I don't mind the cold weather. So I'll just throw on coat and shoes and go on out and be okay.
Yeah, I ran on the treadmill today.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's sad. Why?
It was 30-something degrees.
You used to go and run outside in 30 degrees.
Yeah, I didn't. I had shorts and a t-shirt
That's
to run
in. That's because you packed for that.
Yeah. I knew I wasn't running outside.
You used it as an excuse to not run outside.
Yeah. It'll be up to 60 by the end of the week.
That's true. Oh, we have a kid downstairs eating something because I just heard the fridge beep at us. So
that's good. If we weren't almost 30 minutes in, I'd maybe bring one of them in.
I know. We are podcast. About 30 minutes in. But, folks, I can't wait to pop back on and share some more fun news and information.
Yeah.
So, I think this was a great episode for today.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get the guest that I was hoping for.
No, we'll plan that a little bit better.
I don't think so. I think it needs to be spontaneous.
But isn't Tuesday night or their trivia night?
Not my problem.
Well, yep. So, anything else you want to add, my love?
No, dear.
Really?
Really.
Oh. Hey, and by the way, the beard game's still strong.
I know. I should not be getting more and more attractive as I get older. It's not supposed to be like this as you approach 40.
Mm. I don't mind. You know, my sister is 40. Your sister is about to be 40 very soon.
I remind her about that.
I need to find a good card.
Okay.
I'm on it.
That's good.
Yeah. Surprise.
That's good. We'll add that to the list.
Yeah. Just have to go and actually go to the store. I don't like going to Target because they're cards are like four times as expensive as every other place.
Good. I'll get one on base tomorrow. Remind me.
Oh, can you make it really thoughtful and funny?
I will. The first one that makes me tear up, I'll just buy it.
Okay.
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 Let's get out of here because it's sweltering hot in our bed.
No, you move like 3 feet over and feel it's cold.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks. Have an amazing week. We will be back. And we can't wait to hear more from you guys and tell us what you think. We'll see you later. Bye.